From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter saying that France will not yield to an inch to the enemies of freedom after another attack in the country, this time by a man who stabbed five people. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has more.
People fled along Paris Street Saturday night after a knife attack in a central part of the city. Authorities say a man shouting Allah Akbar killed at least one person and wounded four others before he was shot dead by police. French President Emmanuel Macron praised officers for, quote, neutralizing the terrorist. In a post on Twitter, Macron said France will not yield an inch to the enemies of freedom.
That is Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. Indonesia's intelligence agency says it suspects an Islamic State-inspired group, Jamaah Ansarut Daulah, and is responsible for the explosion Sunday at three churches in the country's second-largest city. The agency's communications director said the group had planned this for some time. There's not been, however, any immediate claim of responsibility. At least 10 people died and dozens wounded in the blast in the city of Surabaya on the island of Java. Reuters says that police have secured an unexploded bomb at a church nearby. An international commission has formed to try to end meddling in elections in Western democratic nations by Russia and other countries. The Transatlantic Commission on Election Integrity is co-chaired by the former NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen and former U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, and they held a news conference about it Friday in Washington, D.C. Rasmussen told VOA's Russian service is not just about America, it's also on the European side. This is VOA News. The balloting process continues after Iraq's parliamentary elections yesterday. This is the first time since Islamic State militants were driven out last year of the city's towns and villages inhabited by millions of people. Citizens are voting for a new parliament and ultimately a new government. But AP correspondent Susanna George reports of low turnout, in part because of voter apathy.
Iraq has long battled entrenched corruption in the political system. And while from the outside world, many may see Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi riding this wave after military victories over the Islamic State group, for many Iraqis, what they really want to see is government reform and an improvement in their economy.
The U.S. Geological Survey says that minor lava spatter erupted from the new fissure Saturday morning, which brings a total number of fissures to 16. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory reports that the fissure opened 1 mile northeast of the last fissure and east of a geothermal venture plant. No significant lava flow has been reported so far. Some plant workers this week removed 50,000 gallons of stored pentane at the site as a precaution. Geologists warned that Kilauea's volcano could shoot out large boulders and ash out of its summit crater. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday declared a major disaster exists on the Big Island. Also, the eruption of the Hawaii volcano in the Pacific Ring of Fire does have experts warily eyeing volcanic peaks on America's west coast that are also part of the geologically active region. The West Coast is home to an 800-mile chain of 13 volcanoes from Washington State's Mount Baker to California's Lassen Peak. They include Mount St. Helens. A spectacular 1980 eruption in the Pacific Northwest killed dozens of people and sent volcanic ash across the country. Monday's opening of the U.S. Embassy is contested. Jerusalem, and cheered by Israelis as a historic validation, it's also seen by Palestinians as an in-your-face affirmation of pro-Israel bias by U.S. President Donald Trump. They also say it's a new blow to dreams of statehood. The festive inauguration will help harden Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's rejection of Washington as a future mediator in the conflict with Israel, likely ushering in a prolonged period of diplomatic vacuums in which other powers are willing or unable to step up as brokers. And White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has told staffers that an aide's recent comment about Senator John McCain was inappropriate but shouldn't have been linked to the media. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.